Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is back again this year from Phil Steele's College Football Preview Magazine. You can follow him on Twitter at PhilSteele042. That's where you track him down. Phil, how you been, buddy?
You know, I've been doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
I am sitting at a golf course smoking a cigar, doing the show, and looking at the 18th fairway, which is picturesque. I couldn't be any better if I had to, so life is pretty good. Hey, we're going to start with the Badgers, obviously, because depending on who you look at, Vegas says maybe 8 wins. I'm thinking 8 to 9, somewhere in there. I think it's a fair assessment. Young quarterback, possibly, who may or may not get the start. They've got a lot of starters that they lost last year. Give me your assessment of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think with Wisconsin, I probably see something like a 9-win season out of them this year. You know, the question marks I have for Wisconsin naturally would be the offensive line. Last year I had the offensive line in the magazine rated number one in the country coming into the season. Didn't quite finish there, but they were near the top. Biadasz back at the center spot is great, but he's the only returning starter up front. Tight end has been a little banged up here in August so far. I think the top 3 tight ends all out right now currently. I would expect they'll be back by the time the season rolls around. I did project Graham Mertz to win the starting job. I think he's going to be a 4-year starter, at least a 3-year starter at QB. He's a rare type of talent that Wisconsin can't get there, but with a true freshman at quarterback, you go through a little bit of a learning curve. And then how about the guy who had the quietest 2,000-yard season I've seen in the 25 years of my magazine, Jonathan Taylor. Nobody really talked about him last year. All he did was had a great season, over 2,000 yards, 7.1 yards per carry. So the potential's there as long as the young offensive line and young quarterback position come around. And defensively, it wasn't your typical Wisconsin defense last year, gave up 344 yards per game, 22.6 points per game. Those numbers are decent, but they're not Wisconsin type of numbers. Wisconsin lived on having a top 10 defense year in and year out. I think they're a little more experienced overall than they were heading into last year. Should be improved. And when you look at the schedule this year, you know, there's only 3 games that they're an underdog in right now. Home against Michigan on September the 21st, at Ohio State on October the 26th, and at Nebraska on November the 16th. They're favored in all the other games this year. Tough one would be at Minnesota maybe at the end of the year, but I think the Badgers are poised to top last year's 8-win total.
So I'm hoping the Badgers can do that. Who is their competition in the West? Iowa in the West? Nebraska? Because Nebraska is very quietly getting a better program together, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I would say the competition in the West would be everybody but Illinois. I can make a case for 6 teams potentially winning that division. But my main team and the team I did pick to win the West this year is Nebraska. And let me explain why. You know, last year Scott Frost took over a team that was pass happy under Mike Riley, and he had to retool the offensive line to get him to more spread option blockers, and that took time. Broke in the new freshman quarterback, much like Wisconsin will be doing this year with Adrian Martinez. Good fit for the system. And in the first 6 games, they averaged 23 points per game. But over the last 6 games, how about 37 points per game? They were a lot more potent. They went 0-6 to start, 4-2 to finish, and their 2 losses were by 3 and 5 points. So they could nearly have been 6-0 down the stretch. Now, this year, unlike Wisconsin, which, by the way, draws Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State out of the East, Nebraska had to play all the top teams out of the East last year. But this year, Michigan drops off the schedule. Michigan State drops off the schedule. In fact, the only one of the big 4 they play all year is Ohio State, a team that they took to the wire in Columbus last year, losing by 5. Now they get them at home and in the West. I think the main 3 opponents for Nebraska coming into the year are Iowa, Northwestern, and Wisconsin. Nebraska gets to host all 3 of those teams. So it's a schedule tailor-made for success. Second year of Scott Frost. The defense will be improved. Martinez is there. Add it all up. I picked Nebraska to win the West this year. But I could make a case, Bill, for any one of 6 teams.
The East, look, Shea Patterson coming back to Michigan, and this guy, they're changing the offense. They're going a little spread, from what I understand. They got rid of their offensive coordinator, Jim Harbaugh did. How is this Michigan's year to finally beat Ohio State?
Haven't there been people screaming that every year for like the last 5 years, Bill?
Yeah. Here's my thought, and to be honest with you, as good as I think Michigan is, to me, this all comes down to you don't have Urban Meyer there anymore. You've got yourself the new head coach, obviously, which is Ryan Day, and they've got some new faces. They got some quarterback changeover with Justin Fields. So is this all for real? I mean, don't get me wrong. Look, they've got they always have a plethora of good quarterbacks. But is this team for real, and is this team going to be as good without Urban Meyer?
Yeah, and, you know, for 11 straight years, Bill, I have picked Ohio State ahead of Michigan. 11 straight years, and I've been right 10 of them. The only year I wasn't was when Trussell was unexpectedly let go. They had an interim head coach, and that's the year Michigan got him. But this year I'm picking Michigan. And if for some of the reasons you just touched on, you know, it's not Jim Harbaugh against Urban Meyer anymore. And they've had some close ones. There was that double overtime game a couple years ago where Michigan fans swear they stopped them and won the game. So he came close to beating them that year. But I think taking on Ryan Day, his first game in a big rivalry, that's big. You're losing a Hall of Fame head coach and going to a first-time head coach. And then Haskins being gone. I mean, Haskins had 50 touchdown passes last year. Justin Fields is a dangerous runner, but he's not going to get 50 touchdown passes this year. Offensive line, big edge to Michigan. I was recently doing the Outland preseason list for the Football Writers Association, and I had four Michigan offensive linemen I could have put on that list. Ohio State's got one returning starter on the offensive line. Huge difference there. And how about quarterback depth? As exciting as Fields is for Ohio State, they've lost all their other backups. In fact, the backups are Gunnar Hoke, a Kentucky transfer, and Chris Chuganov, a West Virginia transfer. Neither of those are Justin Fields. Meanwhile, at Michigan, their backups to Shea Patterson are Dylan McCaffrey, who is my number four-rated quarterback out of high school. He's 6'5", 212. They've got Joe Milton, an exciting VHT quarterback as well, and then Cade McNamara, this year's one of this year's top-rated quarterbacks. So they are loaded in depth at quarterback, better offensive line. They get Ohio State at home. And defensively last year, remember, Michigan even giving up over 100 points those last two games, still only allowed 19 points and 275 yards per game. Ohio State, meanwhile, gave up the second most yards per game in school history, 403 yards per game, 25.5. So defensive edge to Michigan, offensive line edge, quarterback edge, coaching edge, offense or quarterback depth edge, and then the home field edge. I'm finally picking Michigan this year. First time in 12 years, Bill.
How good is Penn State going to be in the Big Ten? Now, they've got, obviously, Sean Clifford, but when you look at the guys that he has to throw to, I was going through their depth chart. The only junior, I think, is Isaac Lutz. He's a redshirt junior. Everybody else is either a redshirt freshman or redshirt sophomore. These guys have been in the system, don't get me wrong, but he's got a lot of youth to throw to.
Yeah, and Juwan Johnson going to Oregon, I think, was a big loss. I think he's going to have a big year at Oregon. And, you know, here's the thing, going over the team with Coach Franklin each of the last 3 years, each year we talk about the quarterback position, we talk about McSorley, and then we get to the number two guy, and he says, hey, Tommy Stevens, he is just as good as Trace McSorley. I'd be just as confident putting Tommy Stevens in the game as I would be with McSorley. Well, guess what? Tommy Stevens is my starting quarterback for Mississippi State this year.
So right.
It's a bit of a drop-off.
Clifford's
talented. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, he's gone. So you're down to Clifford and what is it? Well, Will Levi or something like that?
Will Levis, yeah.
Will Levis?
Two guys battling. And they're inexperienced there, but their defense could be doggone good. They got Etor Gross-Mattis and Windsor at the defensive ends. Micah Parsons, who led the team in tackles as a true frosh despite not starting. John Reed, Cam Brown. They're going to have a legitimate top 10 defense. The biggest question mark is the skill positions. They lose their top running back, although they've got talent. They lose their top receivers, although they've got some talent that's very young, and then very young a quarterback. And I think that's going to be the difference with Penn State this year. They do have to play Iowa on the road, Michigan State on the road, and Ohio State on the road. With that type of defense, I always want to consider them a contender, but I still think Michigan, even having to travel to Happy Valley, if you watch that game last year, Michigan spanked them in that game 42-7, and probably could have been worse.
Talking with Phil Steele of Phil Steele's College Football Preview. Just two questions outside of the Big Ten before I let you go. And one is the Pac-12 going to be any better this year?
I think it will be, actually. You know, the last 2 years, Bill, I have rated the Pac-12, guess what, number 5 out of 5 conferences. I'm sure you rated them the same way.
Right.
Everybody in the country has had the Pac-12 at the bottom. This year I rate them number 3. I think if you're looking for surprise teams that come out of nowhere, the Oregon Ducks are one. They've got my number 1 rated offensive line in the country, perhaps the top player taken in next year's draft, and Justin Herbert, quarterback, and improved defense. My biggest question mark with Oregon this year is the schedule. And then I talked offensive line with Oregon. How about defensive line with Utah? Utah is my number 1 rated defensive line in the country. Bradley Anae, Penasini, Fotu. They go about 11 deep on the D-line. They're always great. It's Sac Lake City at Utah. They've got that again this year. The defense has a shutdown corner in Jalen Johnson. And offensively last year, you know, the amazing thing with Utah, they lost their quarterback with 5 games to go in Huntley. They lost their star running back, Zach Moss, 5 games to go. They still made it to the Pac-12 title game and nearly beat Washington. Well, those guys are back. Their replacements are back. Offensive line solid. They always have a top 25 special teams. It's a very dangerous Utah team. Their toughest 2 road games are against USC, a team they had a 27-10 first down edge against last year, and Washington, a team with just 2 returning starters on defense. They're my number 1 surprise team this year, a non-top 10 team that I think can make the playoff. And last year, my number 1 surprise team was the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and they went from being not top 10 at the start of the year, they made the playoff.
So does Notre Dame come back and do it again this year, or was last year an aberration?
Last year, I think it was part of the reason I picked them as my number 1 surprise team was the talent and the schedule. This year, they have the talent. I would put this year's team for Notre Dame equal to last year. I put the game dead even. I think they're just as good as last year's squad. But, Bill, how about this for road games? They have to play on the road Michigan, Georgia, who I have in my top 4 as well, and then Stanford, all on the road this year. So I don't see the schedule setting up the same as it did last year. I think they lose a couple of games despite being just as good.
Is it Clemson and Alabama and everybody else still out of the ACC and SEC, or is somebody within those 2 conferences capable of knocking them off?
Well, you know, an amazing stat to me is Alabama's beat Georgia each of the last 2 years. In those 2 games combined, that Alabama has led for a grand total of 1 minute and 4 seconds. Other than that, Georgia's been in control of both games and ended up coming up just short. So they've got the confidence. It's an even better Georgia team. I give them a shot at Alabama. But I still do think Alabama makes it to the championship. They're coming off a bounce-back year. The defense last year only had 3 returning starters. This year they have 6. And they've got perhaps the most explosive offense in the country, led by Tua Tagovailoa. I've got Alabama at least a double-digit favorite in every game. And with Clemson, forget about it. They are going to be at least a 17-point favorite in every single game this year. Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback in college football. The offense is loaded. Defensively, you know, while they lose all those guys off the defensive line, they're still rated the number 5 defensive line in college football. So it sure looks like we're headed for another Alabama-Clemson rematch.
Phil, it's always a pleasure, my friend. They can find you over on Twitter at PhilSteele042, and I always get the College Football Preview magazine from you as well. Always good. We'll talk again soon, okay?
You know what, Bill? You enjoy the rest of your day. It sounds like you will, my friend.
I certainly will. Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you. There you go. Phil Steele.
Great talking to you.
You too. From Phil Steele's College Football Preview, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.